Welcome to episode 88 of Twat Tech Radio. It's Wednesday, March 29th, 2006. I'm your host today, Living Dead, and today's topic is building secure web applications. And the main reason I'm doing this is because I've had some experience using doing these, and the fact that it's been in the news so much, especially with MySpace and other blogging type engines and sites. For those of you who don't know anything about this, but have heard about in the news and other places, some of the main things you've been hearing probably are SQL injections, cross-site scripting or XSS, JavaScript injections, and maybe other kinds of ways to bypass security. One of the most important parts of building a secure application over the web is validating user input. This is going to sort of tie in with my last episode about SQL injection, but go a little bit beyond that and really explain other methods of protecting your website and how to test and bypass the security of your own site. Really, there's not a lot of tools you need. I mean, all I really use is Firefox with a few select plugins and a little Java application called Muffin. I'll post the links to where you can find Muffin and post the links for the extensions on the mozdev.org website. The main extensions I use are RefSpoof, which is an extension that allows you to spoof the referrer, which is the last site you were at before you went to the new site. Add and edit cookies, which allows you to add and edit your cookies. Though Firefox in 1.5 has put in a cookie viewer, it doesn't let you edit it, and this one updates cookies in real time. Another useful tool is User Agent Switcher, which allows you to select your user agent you want to and switch between them from the touch of a button. And probably the most important and most used toolbar I have is the Web Developer Toolbar, which gives you an incredible amount of functionality added to your browser that really helps you to find problems and identify ways to fix them. Muffin also allows you to do most of the things that these extensions do, but there's also a few things that Muffin can do that these can't, which as soon as they're added into Firefox and someone makes an extension for it, I probably won't be using Muffin anymore, even though it has a lot of functionality because of its scripting, but there really just isn't a reason to use it anymore once it's in Firefox. Like I said in my first twat, one of the most important parts of making a secure web application is validating your user's input. This can be done in a variety of ways depending on how you want to validate it and what you're trying to filter out or make sure they have in. You can use functions like MySQL real escape string or the other escape string function in PHP for other databases to make sure that all the inputs are stripped, or not stripped, but they're escaped from the double quotes and single quotes, as well as backslashes. Or you can use functions like strip tags, which strips all the HTML tags from the input, or something like HTML entities, which will remove the tag and all the inside parts, because strip tags will only remove the tag itself and not the parts that it is surrounding. I'm going to include examples of this, though I only have examples for PHP because I don't use any other languages when I develop my web applications. Most of these will probably come directly from the new Twat website, or if I have to come up with new ones, I will. And while SQL injection is using user input to change the actual query that's being sent to the SQL database, another kind of attack called XSS or cross-site scripting can be used. This is usually inputting some form of HTML or div or other argument within a tag or making a new tag so that you can apply the functionality to the page. Usually you can solve this just by using strip tags or HTML entities, but when I was developing the Twat site, I found that there was one tag that someone got past it on the comment system. I've since then fixed this problem so no one can exploit it now, but this tag was on mouse over, which was put into the mail to link, so when you'd move your mouse over to the mail to where the person's name was, it would have a small pop-up box pop up using JavaScript. Now luckily, because of our limit on the database entry, it wasn't a problem because they could only have it input one letter. But if this wasn't done, you could easily input more JavaScript and set up a cookie stealer or another kind of exploit which took advantage of a browser or other flaws in the operating system. While there are many ways to use user input to exploit a vulnerable form, you can also use methods such as user agent spoofing, referrer spoofing, or editing cookies in order to bypass security, usually a login, to get passed into a restricted area. Some sites rely only on the referrer of the past site to let you into the new restricted area. This, however, can be flawed because this can be changed easily. User agents are also sometimes used for things like BitTorrent, where a few months ago, an exploit was found in a certain tracker that allowed you to spoof your user agent as a BitTorrent client, and then you could grab the string that the updater script in the BitTorrent client sent to the tracker so that you could increase the amount of upload that you sent, increasing your share ratio so that you won't have to share as much, or you could increase your download speed. And since new scripts such as cookies add and edit have been added, it's much easier now to edit cookies in order to change the person that it says you are in order to bypass security which relies only on the cookie. Instead of using cookies though, many sites today use sessions, which is an ID set up by the server so that you are now able to change the information in it. Though some sites are vulnerable to session spoofing so that you could set your session to someone else's and just get into the site. But one of the coolest little exploits we've used, myself and a few others, have been involving Muffin. Using Muffin, we were able to change the type from hidden to text in a certain chat program that was used for tech support on a certain website and enabled us to become admins and control the whole system. By being able to change the actual type or other arguments within a form, you can easily change how it works and where the data is being sent to, enabling you to edit the data or perform actions that you normally shouldn't be able to. But before you go thinking that after you secure your input, your scripts are all secure, there's one more thing you have to watch out for, and that's checking your output. While you may have already done a good job securing your input so that exploits are not sent in through your scripts, you also need to check how your scripts output data. An attacker may find a way to bypass the input scripts so that while it isn't putting anything dangerous in, when it is outputted, it is exploiting the script, allowing them to perform an action they normally shouldn't be able to, or cause damage to other people's computers. An example of this is someone finding a way to input parts of a tag or a tag that isn't filtered by the input script, so when it is outputted, it does perform an action that you don't want permitted because it wasn't a complete tag or the tag wasn't stripped away because of the way the attacker inputted it. You also want to limit numbers when they are displayed back to the user, because someone could easily put in really long strings, many times a second, very, very fast, causing a denial of service on the server because it cannot keep up with the requests of the strings that are too long for it to process. If the page is being reloaded or sent forward by another script that the user writes. This has been another episode of TWAT Radio. You can email me at thejoker@gmail.com. That's thj0k3r@gmail.com. TWAT always needs more hosts, even if you want to do just one episode. We need backup episodes also. So come do one, get a microphone, Audacity, and record something. You don't need to commit, you can just do it one time.